We don't expect you to call a banker to fix your leaky faucet, just like no one expects you to be an expert in the home buying or selling process. That's why you have a realtor. When you hire a professional realtor like me, Kim Conan with Southern Breeze Real Estate, I work for you to ensure you are appropriately priced, correctly marketed, and get your home sold in a timely manner, allowing you to focus your energy on what you're best at. Kim Conan, Southern Breeze Real Estate, 425-8868.
We welcome you back to Branson, Missouri. Second day of the Battle of the Border. The two Arkansas schools playing against each other here in the Branson Battle for the Border, or Battle of the Border, excuse me. Ball's inbounded to Bickford, and we have the second quarter underway. Bickford met by a trap, a whistle, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touched by Bickford. Luke Proctor back into the game. He'll replace Kai Bickford. 7:52 left in the first half. Bombers trailing 25-8. Swung back to Zach Pennington. Kick to the corner, a whistle, and an offensive foul. I tell you what, in the background, Ty Robinson shot that three. It went in also.
That was a deep three, too.
That one was on Wylan Harris. Be his first, team's fourth. That sucker can play, I tell you what. Ball's in to Proctor. Proctor handling the pressure behind the back. Across the timeline, met by a double team, a whistle, and a foul is called.
I believe they got two for pushing him in the back as he was going through there. You know, Proctor will be good at that point position, being taller. When he sees that trap coming, he may be able to throw over the top of that.
He's got those long, lanky arms, so he's able to throw it over the top of folks that, you know, a smaller guard might not be able to. Well, Luke Proctor does have an offer currently from Champion Christian in Hot Springs. As ball's tipped out of bounds, Bombers will keep it. Yards receive looks from other small schools around the state, but the big one so far, Champion Christian, has sent him an offer, the only offer so far. He's expected to get a few more. Harris will throw in. Dodge Harris, that is. Both the Harrises, Dodge and McGee, in there with Robert Dover, Luke Proctor, Reed Ellison. Proctor around the screen, three-pointer, good! Hand in his face. Great shot by Luke Proctor. And it's 25-11 now. Bombers cut the lead to 14. Pennington swung now to Robinson to a posted up Wylan Harris. Harris finds a cutting Easton Hurley. His first points of the game is a layup, and it's 27-11. McGee Harris looking, gives it right to number 33, Ty Robinson on the steal.
That's a good number 33, Ty Robinson.
Tell you what, Ty Robinson, very good player. 29-11, Bombers trailing. McGee Harris, ball's almost turned over again. Harris met by a double team, pushed ahead to his brother Dodge, over to Ellison. A whistle and a foul's called. I tell you what, after this foul, the Bombers will be shooting free throws the rest of the half.
Yeah, Lake Hamilton is very aggressive with their guards. If we can continue to hang on to that ball, maybe get on that free throw line,
they might relieve some of that pressure, which might make it a whole lot easier for him. Proctor, not doing that just yet, still have the pressure. Sharp all over Proctor. Proctor met by a double team, a whistle and a foul's called, and that'll send Proctor to the free throw line. It's going to be Wylan Harris. The second team, seventh. Sends Luke Proctor to the free throw line. Braden Dewey will step in. And Levi Uchman has stepped in for the Bombers as well. Proctor, 1-1 is no good. And Josh Fulcher going deeper into the bench. Swung to Carter. Robinson thought about another three. The floater, long, rebounded by Hurley. Back out and reset by Carter. Carter over to Harris. Harris, step through move around Dewey.
Number 22, Charter Harris.
Charter Harris. His first points of the game. McGee Harris now dribbling up the floor, met by a double team, almost lost the ball, ahead to Uchman. Uchman pass fake, crossed the timeline to Luke Proctor. 31-11 our score, Bombers trailing. Proctor to the left side, hesitation, now met by a double team. Back to Harris, ball is stolen by Hurley. Hurley off the window, left it long, but the tip is there by Jalen Carter. And a whistle and a timeout is called by Josh Fulcher. We'll take one with him. 31-11 our score, Bombers trailing. Excuse me, 33-11 Bombers trailing. You're listening to Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7, and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at five area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, West Plains, Melbourne, and Ash Flat. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for information.
They don't just sell products, they provide solutions. River City Flooring has the largest selection of flooring of all types. Luxury vinyl, waterproof, carpet, tile, laminate, and more. Don't just stop at the floor, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams with River City Flooring. There's no better time than now with easy pick payment plans, 12, 24, or 36 months with no interest. River City Flooring, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers, Highway 62 East, where quality matters and their number one priority is you. Go Bombers!
Well, back here in Branson, in the home of the Branson Pirates, Bombers currently find themselves down 33-11. Here on the second day of the Branson Battle of the Border, and this very talented Lake Hamilton team likes to light up the scoreboard. Proctor will inbound the ball, looking, bounce pass to Ellison. Ellison back to Proctor, center of the floor. Now Proctor's going to go, pushing ahead. Couple moves against Sharp. Now he's got it across the timeline. Proctor tried to drop it off to Dewey. Ball's picked up.
A lot of contact there that didn't get called.
Shot is missed by Sharp, but rebounded by Dewey. Now McGee Harris with it now. He's going to get double-teamed ahead to Ellison. Ellison down the sideline, ahead to Uchman. Uchman back to Harris. Proctor loads up the deep three off the back of the iron. Ball is saved out of bounds. Great job by Cade Robinson. Jalen Carter dribbling inside. Scoop layup good. Jalen Carter's got 4 points, and it's 35-11. Proctor into Dewey. Back to Proctor. 4.5 remaining here in the first half. 35-11. Bombers trailing out of Uchman. McGee Harris over to Ellison in the corner. Ellison driving. Ellison lost the ball. Scramble for it. Muggs comes up with it. McGee Harris now. McGee over to Uchman. Back to Ellison. Ellison lost the ball. Dewey dive for the loose ball. It's picked up by Lake Hamilton. Sent right to Carter. He is fouled, but he missed the layup.
Good hustle by Dewey there. Try to get that loose ball. Just happened to bounce the wrong way. But once again, good foul by Uchman there to not give up that layup, make him earn it. Two of them here from the strike.
That's pretty funny what the assistant over there for Lake Hamilton said to Jalen Carter. He missed that layup. Said, "Got to get in the weight room."
Yeah, that's one thing you look at these Lake Hamilton guys. They are very, very physically strong. Players.
Dodge Harris and Kai Bickford returned to the game for the Bombers, 36-11. That's one thing I noticed about their football team. You know, when they came up to play us, that was, you know, we had really good teams in our conference, and I just looked at them and I was like, whoa, those are some dudes. As free throw is missed and rebounded by Braden Dewey.
So good foul by Levi there.
Yeah.
Instead of giving up two,
yeah,
give up one.
Yeah. Very, very good job by him. But that was something I noticed about Lake Hamilton. They have a very good strength and conditioning program, as is very evident across all sports. Harris skipped over to Ellison. 36-11, Bombers trailing. Bickford, jumper won't go, rebounded by Lake Hamilton. Ahead to Carter. Carter did not start the game. He's been pretty good so far. Ball knocked back out to Cade Robinson. Three-pointer, good. Goodness gracious, Ty Robinson is 4-3 of the game, 39-11. Bickford with it now, 39-11. Bombers trailing, 3:15 left in the first half. Bickford picks up his dribble, gets it to Dewey. Hey, it seems like Lake Hamilton's playing with seven or eight dudes.
Yeah, they're all over us everywhere we go.
As shot by Uchman's off, Dewey had the rebound, but it got knocked out of his hands and hit off of him out of bounds.
You know, as a player, especially a guard, it's very taxing to have to fight off a defender the whole time.
Yes.
To try to get into the offense, and then once you finally get that pass made, it disrupts the timing of everything, and, you know, that's where it just makes it very tough for you as a guard. And you know, I think you see Coach Fulcher kind of rotating these guys in to give them some breaks, and hopefully we can figure that out.
Robert Dover will step back in for Braden Dewey. But, yeah, you know, it's one thing. Lake Hamilton's not only talented, but they're deep. They're 1 through 12, 1 through 13. They got some dudes that can fill it up. As Cade Robinson's first bucket of the game comes in the second quarter, and it's 41-11. Bombers with the basketball. Bickford now to Robert Dover. High post. Ball's turned over. Charter Harris. Whistle, and he carried it. Don't see that called often, do you? You got to do that pretty bad for them to call it.
You do in today's game for sure.
You know, and it gets worse the higher the level you go. The, you know, college, they'll let you, you know, palm it a little bit. Then the NBA, you know, whatever the heck you want over there.
Take a couple steps without dribbling.
There's a gather step, and then, you know, when is the ball considered picked up and all that stuff. But 2 minutes left. Bombers trail 41-11. Proctor, left wing. Proctor. Screen from Uchman. A whistle and a five-second call.
That's a tough thing to understand there as a player.
Yeah.
You know, once you get away and get that arm's distance length, the count resets. And as long as you're within arm's length as a defender, if they're dribbling, that five-second count is there. As soon as you get back, it resets and you get another 5 seconds.
Yep, three-pointer on the way. No good. Cade Robinson the rebound. Oh, good fake. Puts it off the window. Good.
That's as good as a foul, number 12, Cade Robinson.
Cade Robinson with the layup. Fouls will be on Robert Dover. His first, team seventh, sends Cade Robinson to the free throw line. 4 points tonight. Make it five. 44-11, Bombers trailing. Proctor with the basketball, minute 40 left in this first half. Proctor. Have two guys kind of zoned up on him, but they haven't trapped yet. As Uchman tried to feed it to Dover, turned over. Lake Hamilton pushing ahead. Cade Robinson off the window, won't go. Ty Robinson got the rebound now to Cade Robinson. Three-pointer, good. I don't think there's – I think it seems like everybody in Lake Hamilton can just shoot.
I would really be curious to know what the shooting percentage is for Lake Hamilton this half.
I would say very high. Josh Fulcher going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him. 47-11, Bombers trailing. We'll take one with him. You're listening to Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7, and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
Back here in Branson, fresh out of the timeout. Tell you what, Lake Hamilton didn't really pack any misses with them when they made that 6.5-hour drive up here. Made about 10 threes. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, and I don't as a if you're looking at Coach Fulcher and you're looking at your crew, they're playing hard. They're playing and moving well in the zone. The ball's getting kicked out and Lake Hamilton's just making their shots. I don't know what you tell them as a coach at that point, you know.
Less than a minute remaining now. Bickford with the ball, Bombers with it. Now to Kobodinski, seeing his first action of the game. Dover Gets it at the high post, a whistle and a travel's called. Coming up close on the halftime show, the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show, we'll have Dell Leonard join us here. Talk about today and tomorrow in the near future. 40 seconds left, three-pointer on the way, good. Ty Robinson, another three. That's 11 threes so far. 50-11, 30 seconds remaining. Bickford, bounce pass to Inskeep. Coben Inskeep now. A whistle and a foul. Sent Coben Inskeep to the free throw line. Second foul on Demetrius Sharp, team's eighth. Coben Inskeep will be at the free throw line with a one-and-one opportunity here. I don't know what we're waiting on here.
You know, the hidden part of the basketball game are the one-and-one free throws.
Yeah.
That's a total of, well, there's three of them, seven, eight, and nine fouls that you get one-and-one. That's a potential for six extra points if you make them.
Yeah.
And giving up six if you don't.
Opportunity is missed. So Lake Hamilton will get the final shot. Jalen Carter between the circles. 10 seconds remaining. Back to Sharp. Carter now to the high post. Back to Cade Robinson. Cade Robinson driving. Lost the handle. Fell out of bounds. And the Bombers will get it with 1.9 remaining. Inskeep will throw in. Tick under 2 seconds remaining. Inskeep into Proctor. Proctor, one dribble, launches it from half court. Won't go. And we head to halftime. Bombers head to the locker room break, down 50-11. We'll bring you the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show coming up. We'll take a short break. You're listening to Bomber Basketball. Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.